Welcome back. Today, we're doing one of my favorite tiny but mighty moves in drum and bass, using vinyl crackle as texture for that 90s rave flavor. And I mean the real kind of flavor. This sounds like it came off a worn record, through a slightly dodgy mixer, at 3 a.m. kind of vibe. The trick is making it feel authentic and glued in without turning your track into static, or masking your drums and sub. This is a beginner lesson in Ableton Live and we're staying mostly stock, EQ8, auto filter, saturator, utility and a compressor for sidechain. Optional reverb if you want it. Let's set this up properly. First, put yourself in an actual drum and bass context, because crackle behaves totally differently once the full beat is going. Set your project tempo somewhere around 170 to 175 BPM. I'll pick 174. Now build a simple 8-bar loop so we can mix in context. You want some kind of break or break style pattern, like an amen or think vibe, or a drum rock pattern with a tight kick and snare. Add a bass line too, even if it's super basic, like a sine or a Reese note. And do one more important thing. Keep your master peaking around -6 dB. Give yourself headroom. Vinyl crackle is all about subtlety, and if you're already slamming the master, you won't make good decisions. Cool. Now we need a vinyl crackle sample. You're looking for a steady noise bed, not a single pop. Search your library or sample packs for vinyl crackle loop or vinyl noise bed. If you want to record your own, you can even record a turntable lead-in groove or just hold a phone near a record player. The key is consistency. Fine constant hiss and crackle is perfect under a drop. Chunkier crackle with ticks is amazing for intros and breakdowns. And if you hear low rumble, like turntable motor stuff, that's usually a problem in bass music. We're probably cutting that. Once you've got the sample, drag it into an audio track, not MIDI, Audimo. Click the clip so you're in clip view. Turn warp on. For warp mode, start with complex. It's a safe general option for noisy textures. Turn loop on. Now we're going to find a seamless loop. Set the loop braces to 1 bar or 2 bars and audition it. Listen specifically for a little tick at the loop point. If you hear one, that's not vinyl vibe, that's bad edit vibe. If your Ableton version shows clip fades, enable fades and use a tiny fade in and out. If not, you can do it in arrangement view by making a clean cut and applying fades there. And quick teacher tip, if you're fighting loop clicks and it's taking forever, don't fight it. Hide it. Loop a longer region, like 2 to 4 bars, so the seam is less obvious. Or offset the loop start so the seam lands under a loud drum hit. Or do a crossfade in arrangement view by overlapping 2 clips and fading between them. That is super common in real-world production. Alright, now the fun part. Shaping it into proper 90s rave texture. On the vinyl track, add devices in this order. First, EQ8. Then auto filter. Then saturator. Then utility. Then optionally compressor for sidechain. And optionally a very subtle reverb. Let's dial each one in. Start with EQ8. This is where we instantly make room for the real stars. Kick, sub, and the weight of the break. Turn on a high pass filter somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. Start at 300 Hz. And use a steeper slope like 24 dB per octave. The goal is simple. No low end rumble. No low mid mud. And no stealing headroom from your bass. Now listen to the top end. If the vinyl feels harsh, add a gentle bell dip somewhere around 3 to 6 kHz. Cut maybe 2 to 4 dB, with a medium Q around 1.2. And if it's too hissy, you can also roll off the extreme top with a low pass around 12 to 16 kHz. Optional. Don't do it just because you can. Do it because your ears say the top is frying. And here is a fast pro workflow for harshness. Make a narrow bell around 7 to 10 kHz, boost it temporarily, and sweep until you find the ice pick frequency. Then cut that spot 2 to 5 dB, and turn off your temporary boost. You'll keep the air, but lose the pain. Next device. Auto filter. This gives you that radio or old mixer tone, and more importantly, subtle movement so the crackle feels alive. Set auto filter to low pass mode. Put the cutoff somewhere around 6 to 12 kHz. For a classic old school texture, try around 10 kHz as a starting point. Add a little resonance, like 0.5 to 1.5. Not too much. You're not making acid, you're just adding a slight edge. Now turn on the LFO inside auto filter. Keep the amount tiny, like 2 to 8%. Set the rate to synced, and try 1/8 or 1/4. This is subtle on purpose. It creates that gentle shifting, like the system and the source aren't perfectly sterile. Now saturator. This is the glue and grit stage. Set the mode to analog clip. Turn soft clip on. Drive somewhere around 2 to 6 dB. Try 4 dB first. Then do the most important saturation move that beginners skip. Match your output level. Pull the output down so when you toggle the device on and off, it's not just louder. Loud always sounds better, and it will trick you into overdoing it. We want density and warmth, not obvious distortion. Next, utility. This is where we handle width and gain staging. Set width somewhere around 80 to 120%. Start at 100, then set the track gain so the vinyl is felt, not heard. A good target, with a full beat playing, your vinyl track might peak around minus 24 to minus 18 dB, while your drums are much hotter. The exact number depends on your material, but the philosophy is consistent. Here's a guiding test. During the drop, if you can clearly identify the crackle pattern, it's too loud. The goal is I miss it when I mute it, not I hear it the whole time. Now we make it breathe with the drums. This is where you get the vibe without killing your transient punch. Add a compressor after utility. Turn on sidechain. Choose your drum bus or your main break track as the sidechain input. Set ratio to 2:1. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction when the drums hit. This is not EDM pumping. This is polite ducking so the break cuts through cleanly. Your vinyl stays present, but it steps back when the snare and hats need space. Quick optional upgrade idea for later. Instead of ducking the whole crackle, you can use multiband dynamics and only duck the high band where the hiss lives. That can be even cleaner. But for today, full band sidechain is totally fine and beginner-friendly. Now let's place the vinyl in the arrangement like Riedel Jungle and DNB Records. In the intro, 8 to 16 bars, you can bring the vinyl in more expose, maybe even alone with an atmosphere or pad. Try automating the auto filter cutoff from darker to brighter, like 6kHz opening to 12kHz as you approach the drop. It feels like the DJ is bringing the record in, and it builds anticipation without adding new drums. At the drop, pull the vinyl down. This is a big one. A lot of beginners do the opposite and the drop suddenly sounds like a shower of static. Keep it supportive. You can also reduce width slightly during the drop, like 90 to 100%, to keep the center clean and the impact solid. In a breakdown, you can lift the vinyl 1 to 2 dB and maybe widen it a touch. Add a tiny bit of reverb if you want. Small room, decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, dry slash wet about 5 to 10%, but high pass that reverb so it doesn't smear the low mids. The vinyl should feel like air, not fog. Then in the second drop, add variation without clutter. You can swap the crackle loop for a slightly different one, or automate the saturator drive up by 1 to 2 dB for a bit more grit. Small changes read as progression in this style. Now, optional but really fun. Vinyl events. This is where it starts feeling real rather than just a loop. Go into your crackle audio and find a few nice pops or ticks. 3 to 6 is plenty. Slice them out to a new audio track, or put them into a drum rack using simpler in one-shot mode. Place them at the end of every 4 or 8 bars, or right before fills. Mix them very quietly. They should almost disappear. If you hear them clearly in the full mix, they're probably too loud. The magic is when you solo the vinyl track and go, oh wow, there's detail, but in the full track it just feels alive. Before we wrap, let's avoid the classic mistakes. Mistake 1. It's too loud. If you notice vinyl during the drop, pull it down. Mistake 2. You didn't high pass. Low rumble kills headroom and muddies your sub. Mistake 3. Overwidening. Wide hiss can smear your stereo image and make your track feel less punchy. Mistake 4. Loop clicks. That sounds like an editing error, not a vibe. Mistake 5. No ducking in dense sections. Your breaks lose snap when the texture sits on top. Here are two quick coach moves that will level you up fast. First, a slash bead in mono early. Put a utility on the master temporarily and hit mono while the drop is playing. If the vinyl disappears weirdly or gets facey, reduce the width or rethink your EQ. Second, use scene safe level targets. Instead of random fader rides, decide on three levels: an intro level where it's more obvious, a drop level where it's barely there, and a breakdown level where it lifts again. Then automate between those. It keeps your mix consistent and makes the arrangement feel intentional. Now a quick 15-minute practice exercise to lock this in. Make a 16-bar loop at 174 BPM with your break and bass. Add your vinyl track with the chain, EQ 8 high pass at 300 Hz, auto filter low pass around 10kHz with tiny LFO movement, saturator analog clip at around 4 dB drive, utility width at 100, side chain it to your drums for about 2 dB of ducking, then arrange it, bars 1 to 8, intro energy, Vinyl a bit louder, filter a bit more closed. Bars 9 to 16, drop. Vinyl quieter, filter opens slightly. Export two quick bounces, one with vinyl and one without. Listen on headphones, then your phone speaker. Ask yourself, did it add glue and age, or did it mask the snare and turn into harsh hiss? That's the whole game. Recap. Vinyl crackle works best as controlled air. High pass it, shape the tone, add gentle saturation, set sensible width, and duck it slightly so your break still punches. Use it stronger in intros and breakdowns, tuck it in during drops, and add tiny variations to keep it authentic. If you tell me what vibe you're going for, like early jungle, tech step, liquid, or modern roller, I can suggest a tailored vinyl chain and a few exact automation moves for a clean 64-bar arrangement.